Hello, and welcome to the long-awaited Connecting Consciousness update regarding the 5G bioshields and the debate or the talk with the scientists. Not quite as I had planned. Over a week ago now, I managed to get everyone together and started the live debate, the talk, but unfortunately, the internet connection at their end was so poor that after about 5 minutes, we just couldn't go on. So what we arranged was that I gave them a series of questions, and then they took it in turns to answer those questions. So the doctor spoke first, and then the professor spoke afterwards. And so that is why you're going to see a question come up in writing. And then they'll address the question and so on and so forth, simply because we just couldn't get it all together. Some of the extra questions that I'd put, they couldn't handle, they couldn't do, they just didn't have the time to do that. So they've chosen a series of questions that I put forward. Some of the questions that have been asked, which they didn't address, one of them was interesting, and I'll answer it for them. Which was, why haven't you found an American or British scientist to do this? Because both scientists are, they're not, English is not their first language. So, they don't have a very fluent English as perhaps they would be if they were born in America or born in Britain. And the real answer for this is that. Most scientists, if not all scientists in Britain or America, would be part of the system, would not be empowered to produce a device or technologies that would challenge the status quo. So, in the English-speaking world, the world of science is pretty sewn up. So, we were always going to find people outside of that control system who would be much more likely to go public and try to bring devices or intention to the earth that was positive. So that's why they're not an American speaker or a British speaker, simply because whilst I'm sure there are many scientists who are spiritual, most of them are perhaps too concerned about their pension or getting their names in periodicals, professional magazines. Being invited to annual dinner dances, giving the big conferences and speeches, and being given awards and recommendations. It's like that in all walks of life, isn't it? So we were more likely to find people outside of that strong cabalistic control system who were going to be able to have the strength and determination to bring forward something that does indeed challenge the status quo. So that is why. Then I couldn't find one American or British people. Maybe this will bring people out. Maybe this will encourage others to do it. And so we're going to hear from the two principal scientists involved, and the guy who invented it is a professor. And remember that in science or in the actual academic industries. You can be a doctor of science, or you can be a doctor of medicine, but then if you achieve a higher standard and you write the correct number of papers and you are called to whichever meetings, you can become a professor. So the inventor of this 5G bioshield is Professor Lakivic or Lakivovic. He's a Serbian, and he. Is not strike you as the obvious professor. He's full of life, is very determined to understand about sovereignty of the individual, really knows what the control system is about, and has broken free from it. And he will tell you a little bit about his background. Dr. Jacques Bauer, he's the professional chemist who has done all of the technical research and the data. On the product. So you're going to hear from these two guys. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And I will come on at the end just to, tidy up and say thank you.
With a great pleasure, Simon. I'm a clinical pharmacist, which means that I made normal pharmacy studies in Switzerland a couple of years ago now. And then I started to work in a pharmaceutical company for a couple of years as well. And I made a very specific training as a CRA, which means Clinical Research Associate. And I became a clinical pharmacist in two very important fields, which are the immune system and the central nervous system. And I worked as such for a couple of years and then left the company and created my own research group for a couple of years also, and became more and more interested about environmental health, psychoneuroimmunology, environmental health issues, which are so important nowadays as regards the quality of the water, the quality of the food, the quality of the air, and everything which can really affect the biology of human beings. And that's the reason why I went also to Australia to be trained and to become one of the first in Europe quantum biology specialist, in order to bring a bridge between the normal medicine and the quantum physics. Okay, for a very simple reason. There are many products on the market which have a much higher price, like a product called Room Converter, for example, which costs about 2,500 for a client, and this is in euros. What we wanted to do is really to reduce as much as possible the price of those keys, which are acting at a very large level or number of levels of activity. And normally it should have been much more, but the most important point was really to create the possibility for almost everybody to get such an important item nowadays for the most limited price. And of course, that's also an acknowledgement for all the work which has been done by Professor Lakishevich, who even sold his house at the beginning in order to support his research and developments. And he needs also now to be financed in order to continue growing up with all the research that he's been doing and that he will continue to do for our greatest benefits. And the third thing is that we are capitalizing a company right now, and which is so important in such a way that we will be able to spread this product around in the whole world in such a way that we can really do it as quick and as effectively as possible. You have the possibility, first of all, to go to the website 5gbioshield.com, and you will see a whole tab which is called Science and Research that I've created during those last months expressly for answering that question. And you will see that there are three main fields that you will get access to, totally free of charge, of course. And the third one is called Case Study. And in this case study, you will have, again, three different tabs which are showing you what kind of results have been obtained also by independent laboratories, but also which are increasing along the time based on all the studies which are performed in the world right now. And you will be, of course, among the first to know what will be the results of that. There are, of course, a lot of scientists who are bound to certain frame in which they are forced to study. And I became totally independent about 30 years ago, because for me it was extremely important to remain only independent in order to be able to bring the best to the public without being so kind of twisted by what is expected by people who are financing you. So we never wanted to be financed by others. I wanted to be always part of a group which would really be independent in order really to bring the best for humanity reasons as well, and science does not exclude humanity. At the early phase, which started by the end of last year, we had those keys manufactured in Asia, but of course, the nano layers were directly manufactured in Switzerland, but as from February, I'm so happy to announce you that the whole keys and manufacturing process will be expressly done from Switzerland. They will be available very soon, I would say during the course of February. The life of this product, as you can see in the leaflet that we have published on the website and that you can download without any difficulty, is quite long because we are just limited by the quality of the key. But as long as the nano layer has not been defaced or erased by any manner, you can count on a very, very long-term activity of the key. We have to be, of course, very careful about the fact that we are talking about the USB key. And a USB key has electric components, so I don't really think that they would appreciate to be put in a laundry or whatever. And if this were the case, we are always keen to replace a damage as long as it doesn't happen too frequently. Oh, yes, and I'm so thrilled to share with you the fact that there are already three products on the pipeline, which will be really amazing you, because we are really, you know, Simon, we are really talking about a new science, a new transition. And this transition takes, of course, a little time in order to be expressed fully. But there are many products coming from the research of Professor Lakishevich, which will be really outstanding and helping a lot of people in terms of environmental threats, but also in practical aspects of their life in the future. Not at all. There is absolutely no connection between anything electrical and the nano layers, because they are working at a quite different level. So everybody, even with pacemakers or whatever, has not to be afraid of it. You know, in my life, I've been very interested about the effects of electromagnetic waves on the biology of human beings and animals as well, of course, or even plants, everything which is alive, finally. And I tested myself more than 45 items which were available in the world. As you could very well imagine, there are a lot of them which are very unfortunately faked up. And it's difficult sometimes to be able really to make the difference between a real effective product and some others. But they are not affected whatsoever by the presence of this nano layer. And I would say that I know, of course, the effect of Shungite, but we are really working at a very complementary level, which in no way will be affected or will affect what is already existing around. Of course, Simon and Becky, we will not stop this video without telling you, first of all, how much we are happy to work with you. We are honored to work with you and your very well-esteemed community. If there are any further questions, of course, we are always ready to reply to them to the best of our knowledge and of our integrity. Integrity plays a very important role in whatever we are developing now in this new energy in life and in the world. And it's really a honor for us to work with you. And we are really, really looking forward to hearing the first feedback from all your esteemed members.
I am that I am, lucky of free and sovereign domain. And that is how I introduce myself always, because I love that way expressing who I am and who I am not, and that gives me freedom and sovereignty. I will tell you shortly who I am not, because of the truth that we human beings are spiritual beings who are projecting mentally this, what our senses are perceiving as reality, and that is what we are actually acting. So I am officially a doctor of physical science, atomic and plasma physics. I acquired my PhD at the University of Belgrade, and then I had the wish and strong desire to work in the energy field to help to solve the problem of energy of this planet. And I went to Germany to my postdoc studies, and I worked 2 years at the university in Düsseldorf, and then later at the Max Planck Institute in Garching by Munich, working on plasma fusion devices. And during that time, although I was extremely successful, I have realized that in laboratory is everything complicated and not working that well. But in nature, outside, everything was simple and working perfectly. So at that time, I have decided to investigate some simple concepts in nature. They are called in plasma physics force-free configurations, actually balanced configurations. So later I went back to Serbia and continued my investigation, and then I left Institute of Physics when I was employed and went to investigate on my own because I did not agree with most scientific concepts and scientific laws, hoping the first and foremost that I will discover who I am, what I consider as a most important fundamental existential question, and to discover also real true laws of creation and laws of God's creation. In 1995, I acquired my research professor title, which is the highest position in the official science, and 5 years later, I went out of the official science. So after 18 years of independent research and investigation, I am happy man because I know now who I am, and I am glad to share that. And I am also so happy and so joyful that I can share with all my soul mates in the science who need desperately real laws and true laws of creation to make a wonder and make a new civilization in just one decade, because science is in a tragic position, knowing how to do magical things, amazing things, but not knowing why do things. And knowing why would enable them to make amazing, amazing discoveries and inventions. And it's my joy all to bring them that and to share with them that, because I have discovered that all in order to share. There is nothing which can replace my joy of sharing when I have something to share. I like this question, and I would give first the quantum answer. This BioShield works masterfully. That is the quantum answer. But in order to understand the principles, we have to understand new, true concepts which are different than the concepts in official science. So we are dealing here with the new concept of radiation, with new concept of atom, with new concept of cell, new concept of matter or mass, with new concept of speed of light, and all new of gravity, of magnetism, of electricity, so that all those people who are accustomed and who accepted these common scientific concept would not understand how this works. So that is a kind of secret, and we will organize also webinars to explain all of them who are interested and open for the truth, all these concepts and new laws and concepts of creation, so that they can also maybe create something more amazing and more applicable or more magical, so to say. But generally, radiation is not what is believed in the science. There are no electrons in the atom, there are no protons, and the concept of radiation is not that what is believed in science. Radiation is consisting simple of the light rings expanding fast. And that is what radiation is, centered by the universal mind point, the still point of balance, peace, harmony, which is source of energy and from which those expanding, fast expanding light rings are borrowing energy in order to move, to expand. And the centering point decides about position of this entering point decides about it, if the radiation is balanced, causing good effects on the human body, on all living forms, life forms, or is it imbalanced? Information can be put in a quantum nano layer by some special technology, and that is quite known, and not that well, but quite known in the science. I have created 3 nano layers, and in these nano layers, I put information somehow. Of course, that is secret. I will not discover that. You will discover that by yourself when you learn these processes, these principles and concepts, and then it works permanently. And balances radiation. He is everything about the balance, and it is confirmed by measurements that it really balances radiation and even 5G. For us, there is no difference between any radiation and 5G radiation, but it is everything about imbalance. So when we balance 3G or 4G, we can balance like that 5G or 6G or 7G, doesn't matter. Any radiation can be balanced with this technology independent of the intensity, because most people think about 5G and possible 6G, about intensity, more dangerous. For us, it's the same game. We balance it simple with our quantum nano layer technology, and independent what it is. We are here dealing with a kind of a conscious technology, and the conscious community is most suitable, most appropriate for this new concept, and I love to share with you who are open for truth and who are eager to pick up everything what you know to the conscious level, and we will help you so that we can grow and make our journey together. You are welcome. I love you. I love all of you beautiful souls.
Well, that's quite a show, isn't it? And it's important because now you can put faces to the name. These are not the only products that are hopefully going to come forward. And I felt it was very important that, you know, you had the opportunity or the chance to really get to know these people as best as we could. They will be doing seminars, they will be doing their own podcasts or their own get-togethers, and you'll have a chance then to, you know, build more of a personal relationship with you. Just to be clear about this deal, we have a special deal which we're very grateful, I'm very grateful for, that if you are a member of Connecting Consciousness and you access my site, which is simonparks.org, the Connecting Consciousness site, and you go through that, the link takes you to the scientist, to their selling point, and you buy from them, you will receive an extra stick with our logo, with Connecting Consciousness logo on it. If you are buying directly from them, you won't be entitled to that special deal. The point is that when you click on with my site, it recognizes that you've come through Connecting Consciousness, and on their computer it makes a tick or what have you to show that you're a member of my organization, and therefore I have negotiated with them that you receive an extra stick. So if you bought it directly from them, you won't get that extra stick because it doesn't understand that you are a Connecting Consciousness member. This is something that I specifically have arranged with the organizers because they passionately believe in Connecting Consciousness. They believe in what we stand for, and they want to support it. So if you haven't yet bought your stick, and if you buy it through the Connecting Consciousness website, simonparks.org, you will be entitled to a free stick. And the difference is that the stick you get will have the CC logo on it. At the moment, it's George slaying the dragon. There's no problem with that at all. It's the reptilian being beaten. But we will have our logo on those sticks, which you will find there's a question there, if you can remember, that was asked. So listen, thank you very much indeed. Remember that I don't claim these sticks. I didn't invent them. But I'm very proud to be able to bring them to you via this information. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.